Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Welcome to the show. This is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery and Rockers in Recovery Radio. Our guest tonight, it's Lyle. And Lyle is the CEO of the Shores Treatment and Recovery Center. It's located in Port St. Lucie. We're going to be talking about South Florida treatment and the different things that have been going on in the news in regards to what's going on with the Megyn Kelly show, and there was an article written in the New York Times in regards to some bad apples in the bunch. So we want to bring Lyle on. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about Hope Fest. He's a part of that. We're doing some other things up. Rockers in Recovery is doing a festival. We're doing some things that we're going to talk about tonight. And we're also going to have a jam on, a jam alker. He's going to be on right after Lyle. So let's hang tight and bring Lyle on the show. Lyle, how you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, I'm doing better than I deserve. How you doing, John?
So glad to have you on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I think it needs to be talked about. Before we get to that, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about Hope Fest. What's that all about?
Hope Fest is a group of folks in upstate New York. They're putting together a pretty extensive little event. It's music. It's a lot of like what we do with Rockers in Recovery. It's awareness, mental health, suicide prevention, and addiction awareness. And so they've got a good festival. They got some of the local police departments. They've got all the local providers in the area. It's in Saugerties at the Canteen Field, I think it's called. And
yeah.
So they're
actually, my brother lives right down the street from it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so yeah. It's a nice event. It's, again, not dissimilar from things that you and I have done together in the past. So, but just in an area that is in dire need, as most places are these days.
What do you think about what's going on here in South Florida and the whole South Florida issues that were talked about on the Megyn Kelly show and in the New York Times? What do you think about that whole thing?
Well, you know, it was kind of scary. First of all, it was a big misrepresentation of what really is going on. I happen to know some of the people who were involved with the interview process, and I do know that they talked about the good things as well. But, of course, you know, bad news sells much better than good news. So they put on this scare show, and they have a mayor saying absurd things like, don't send your children here, they're going to die. I mean, you know, it's just sensationalized, completely sensationalized. What they fail to tell those people is, you know, you've got one of the lower relapse rates and lower overdose rates in the nation. So you've got these kids who are now told, don't leave Ohio, don't leave Kentucky, where the overdose deaths are happening at more than 2 times per capita. The ratio that we see here in Florida. So just that alone is bad information. Then you add in the fact that it's happening everywhere, and that there is more solid recovery here. No, there are bad players. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that everybody is doing it the right way. But there are a lot of good, there's more, and the supports that go on after the recovery. So you can go to treatment in a lot of places. And unfortunately, a lot of those same places do not have solid recovery communities to catch you at the other end of that. And most of Florida does, and it has for decades. And then beyond that, the reason why we're seeing so much of this and hearing so much about Florida in the news is that Florida is the only state that's really doing something about it. Well, we've got these problems everywhere that humans exist in this country. So you've got client brokering happening in Boston and all over New Jersey, New York. Maryland, in Ohio, California, Arizona, Texas, Utah, the big bust out in Utah. But you're hearing about Florida because Florida has now 11 additional laws beyond the federal laws that no other state has. Florida is the only state with a task force that's out there actually aggressively seeking to change things. So while Florida's making the news, Florida's actually there because they are doing more to protect the people seeking recovery than any other state. Now, Florida also has a higher ratio of treatment centers, so there's more work to be done just from the number standpoint. You know, if you
right.
take any pool of 100 people, a certain amount of them are going to be bad seeds. Well, the same thing works in every other aspect of life. You take any pool of 100 doctors, and some of them may be not so good at prescribing ethically, you know, so we have more treatment centers in the first place, so you're going to have more options for people to go wrong. But the real deal is that we're making the news because we're doing something about it. And then there's other places where the very things that you're reading about people being arrested for in Florida are actually legal. California, for instance, doesn't have the extra protections that we do. So there's people out there doing the very same thing that you're reading about people being arrested for in Florida, but there's no law against it. There's nobody chasing them down. There's nobody complaining about it, at least not from a legal standpoint. There's families complaining. There's families saying, you know, this isn't right and this shouldn't happen. But there's nothing they can do about it. Florida has implemented, again, 11 additional laws that nobody else has.
Yeah, they just enacted one recently, right? And I think it's
HB 807. Yeah, just got passed. Yeah,
and that's a huge law here. I mean, to be able to protect a client, I mean, without a doubt.
Well, and that goes even farther. Yeah, it goes much farther than the typical, you know, client brokering and kickback, mm-hmm. any kickback laws that Florida had previously. It actually gets down into regulating the marketing of treatment, keeping people from being able to pose as something other than a marketer when they're marketing for somebody, controlling and requiring for certification and or licensure of people that do certain types of marketing, asking that they have an actual education in marketing. You know, there's a lot of things involved in that, and it will roll out in pieces, but it goes far above and beyond anything that you've seen anywhere else. And it's a good thing. I think the more, and a lot of people don't like extra regulation. I'm actually a fan of it in this case. I think that the more controls we put, the more we protect the consumer, the better it is.
In the end, the good news with all of this, and I'm seeing it and you're seeing it, is that it is cleaning up, you know, and it is getting better, and they are, you know, going in and taking out the bad apples. And in the end,
mm-hmm.
You know, that process might take another 6 months, might take another year, but in the end, it's actually going to be a benefit for everybody. So,
well, look at it this way, you know, Medicaid fraud. Okay, as long as there's Medicaid, there's going to be Medicaid fraud. They just busted, 412 people for Medicaid fraud related to ACA plans and the treatment industry. Of those 412, one was in Florida. The rest were in the other 49 states. But so long as there's money, there's going to be somebody trying to take advantage of it. So will we ever, you know, will it ever be perfect? No. But are we doing everything to protect the consumer? Absolutely. Are we doing more than anyone else? Absolutely.
Well, you touch on a lot of different things, but ultimately what I love about you, and when you go out and you speak, you'll be speaking at our event September the 9th in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And you talk about alternative approaches. It's not just grouping everybody together. So we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction now. And you talk about having a holistic approach, a whole body approach. And it's not just
correct.
About the, you know, the neck up. Do you feel that the approaches are starting to change and people are starting to be more open-minded in regards to a whole body approach and really dealing with all of the issues? May it be from the physical end of it, from, you know, maybe a serotonin deficiency to, you know, the to therapeutic values of sitting down and doing one-on-one. Are all of those things getting better, or is it still a cookie-cutter approach with some of the places?
Well, there's obviously some are still cookie-cutter, but we do see people grabbing hold of the science and the facts and the information and applying it in greater numbers. It's hard to change something that's been the same way for so long. I mean, recovery has been sort of very old school for a long time. And I think what people are starting to see is a lot of people felt threatened. You know, if you've been in a certain career for 20, 30 years and someone comes along and says there's a better way, there's automatic resistance. But the science is there, the data is there, the research is solid, and we know that there are things we can do to help neurochemically from a holistic approach. We know that there are things that we can do, that we have done to our system as people who have abused or used drugs and alcohol, that have disrupted the neurochemical processes. And then we've always said, well, neuroplasticity, the healing of that process is going to take time. And it does. But you can speed up that process by feeding your body the things it needs to, as you said, serotonin. So if you have a serotonin deficiency, we can give you the precursors to help your body produce more serotonin, to help your brain have more access to serotonin. Dopamine is the biggest one, and that's where your cravings come from and what drives us to addictive behaviors, and not just chemical addictions, but other addictive type behaviors, is that dopamine rush. So if we can help your body be more, reach what we call dopaminergic homeostasis, a balancing of your dopamine production and reception, then you're less likely to experience those things. And it really is just fairly simple science, and it really comes down to, in some cases, proper nutrition. In other cases, there's other supplements and things we need to add in there, and there's certain things you can do with your, even through behavioral therapies and cognitive behavioral therapies, that can increase your dopamine production and help balance out serotonin. So it's a very all-encompassing, and thus the term holistic, approach that really looks at the whole body. And it's through many facets that we get our brain balanced. We are such a wonderfully designed machine. You know, we, as creatures, our brains are just phenomenal, the most amazing thing on the planet. And yet some parts of it are so simple and easy to work with. The brain is very complex, and other things are very hard to, you know, ACEs, the childhood traumas that people experience. That's a long-term and ongoing thing for many people. We now understand it better, but it's something that I don't know that we'll ever fully comprehend. And it is so individualized that there's never going to be a cookie-cutter approach for that. But there are some things that we can look at real simple, and we can measure and test and see what's your dopamine and your serotonin levels, your catecholamine levels, and other neurotransmitters, and actually balance them to the proper state and therefore have a healthier mind.
What's the process of the 12-step approach and the other approaches that are out there for aftercare? Do you think that's something that is a huge asset to people when they leave treatment?
Yeah, I do. I know there's a lot of debate about the 12 steps. Are they evidence-based or not? And here's what we do know. And you look at the Bill White papers, William White's work, and you see, you know, the strong evidence, and even Terry Gorski and others, anybody who's worked with any kind of relapse prevention work and understanding long-term sobriety, knows that accountability and community are huge. And there's nobody that will argue that. Well, tell me that you, those that choose the 12-step path, do they not have accountability and community? Do they not have a group of people that they can associate with that will hold them accountable? We'll look them in the eye and say, you know, where are you today? What's going on with you? That alone, if you did nothing else with the 12 steps, that alone is beneficial for long-term recovery. I believe that some of the principles that lie within the 12 steps are obviously very helpful, and they've helped a lot of people. Are they the end-all answer for everyone? No. Again, there is no one end-all answer for everyone. But do I believe they're beneficial for many? There's a lot of people in the rooms that will tell you so. I know when they first started the 12-step process, one of the originators, the authors, was Clarence Snyder, and he actually kept records. Now, keep in mind, in the 30s, you're talking about a different beast. You know, the average person they were working with was a middle-aged alcoholic who came by his situation over a long period of time, already had life skills and job skills, and knew how to communicate. But they had a 90-plus percent success rate in the early days. So what they were doing was worked very well with the demographic they were working with. Most of the people entering treatment today are very different from those guys, and they're young people who have been using from a very young age, and therefore as their mind was developing, these drugs and alcohol were having an effect. SAMHSA just released a little summary of some of that and explained some of the effects it has on the brain. Yeah, and that's available online if anybody wanted to look for it. But so is it as effective for today's average person walking into treatment as it was for the guys back then? Probably not. There's more involved. It's a more complex situation today. Is it harmful? In the wrong hands, anything's harmful. But I think when it's done right, it's a helpful tool for a lot of people.
Great stuff. You know, Lyle, I want to give everybody your information. It's theshoresrecovery.com. You can reach Lyle at 888-249-2590. You can also find The Shores online at Facebook by going to at The Shores Recovery and The Shores
Let me
Recovery
give you
Center.
Hope Rocks real quick, okay, because
yeah,
I did find that. It's HopeRocksNY.com. So
Hope
for
Rocks,
Hope Rocks New York.
HopeRocksNY.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Any phone number or anything attached to that that they can call, or just go to the website?
If you go to that website, it'll give you all the information you need. You can always call me, and I'll be happy to lead you to it as well. You can usually reach me through our 800 number, which is 888-212-4603.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. And thank you for being on and shedding a light on the situations that are going on, and made me feel a lot more comfortable, but most importantly, also shared some experience on how people can get better, full body experience. I love that.
Always great talking to you.
Always the best. Thank you for your support. I'll see you in September up in, hey, that's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll see you in September up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, there you go. Lyle's the bomb. Gotta love him. And again, you can check out theshoresrecovery.com. And of course, you can reach him at 888-249-2590. And we're going to bring on our friend Jam. Jam is has a new release out, and Jam Alker, and it's Junkyard, new release, and a whole new release on an album. He's got a party going on August 12th. Up in Chicago. Jam, how you doing tonight, buddy?
What's up, my man, John Hollis?
Good to talk to you, brother. So,
was that the incomparable Lyle Freed that you just had on your show?
Yes, it is. Lyle is a rocking dude, man. Lyle's been rocking with Rockers in Recovery for about 3 years now. He's the best.
He's the truth, man. I met him at both of the events that I've been out to. We've had a couple conversations. I love that dude. He's the truth. I'm honored to be on the same show as Lyle.
You know, I'm honored to be on the same show as Lyle.
Excellent.
Hey, listen, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, I want to tell the audience, because I think it's important that everybody hears this. You know, I guess it was about a year ago you came on the show for the first time, but then the second time you came on, you were, you know, promoting a project, and you were raising money to put out a whole new CD and album. And, you know, something, here we are, what, a year later, 9 months later, and the project's done. You're getting ready to promote it. You're getting ready to release it. The videos are incredible. The money that you've raised and you put into here, you can tell that you didn't skimp. Everything you raised, you put right into it. I think it's the most incredible thing to watch an artist like yourself, and with, on fire for recovery in your music, to be able to take and have people support you and do the right thing. And with that, kudos to you. You're an amazing dude, and it's an honor to have you a part of Rockers in Recovery. Tell us what's going on August 12th up there in Chicago so people can be involved.
Absolutely. August 12th at Subterranean here in the city of Chicago in the neighborhood Wicker Park, I will be having my album release show for the new album that just released this week. A week ago today was the actual full release. The album is called Safra Scene. It is available everywhere. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora. You can buy the actual physical CD through CD Baby. It's been distributed worldwide through the distribution company that I was able to hook up with. It's getting some serious play in different places. I just found out that there's some good things happening with the record in France, which is amazing. I am incredibly proud of my ability to carry the message of recovery on this even larger platform at this point. I appreciate your compliments in terms of the level at which I've been able to put this music forth, and it is because I am just so incredibly passionate about what I'm doing, and it is all completely a result of my recovery. These are gifts of recovery that I am so passionate about this project, because it is completely about what I'm able to do as a result of finding recovery and finding this new way of life. So I'm so proud of it, and it's my passion. I'm doing everything I can to be able to get it out there, to be able to create a larger platform, to be able to continue to spread this message of hope and recovery, and that there is life after active addiction.
Jim, good stuff, man. And you're going to be also coming to, if people are in the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania area, September the 9th, Jim will be coming to the festival. He's going to do some unplugged stuff. He's going to be hanging out afterwards. We're doing a meet and greet afterwards, after the event, for about an hour. Jim will be there. He'll have, I'm sure, some of his CDs with him. Come on out, check him out. And, Jim, tell us about Junkyard.
The Junkyard is the first single on the album. The video for that came out about a week before the actual release of the record. You can see the only place that the video is available right now is on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/JamAlker, you could see the video for the single Junkyard. It's not been released on Facebook or any other sort of platforms right now, but it's something that I'm really proud of, how the video turned out, and obviously how the music turned out. I'm really proud of the song. It's a fun song. It's not necessarily one of my deeper, more introspective sort of songs. It's a little bit funner, hard edge kind of song that just take me to the junkyard and sell me for parts, man. I'm falling apart, but I still have a few good parts in there. So just take me to the junkyard to sell me off for parts. It's just kind of a fun little song on the record that I wanted to put out there.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. And what's you with the party in August 12th? You're doing the album release party. Is that going to be streamed too, or are you going to be streaming that?
I think we'll probably do a Facebook Live feed. I don't know. I know some clubs have greater restrictions than others, but I think that regardless, we'll probably at least up on my music page be streaming the show. I'd like to have at least that. I have some of the recovery advocates from across the country, coming in to be a part of this thing or just to come out and hang out and be a part of it. And, half of those guys can't, walk to the bathroom without streaming it live. So I'm sure a few of them will be streaming it live as well.
Well, hey, listen, if you get a chance and you want to shoot it over to Rockers in Recovery, we'll put it up at Rockers in Recovery.
I definitely will.
On Facebook.
And I know that I mentioned it to you before, but if you have any way of getting up here, if you have an opportunity to, I'd love to have you up here on August 12th as well. I know it's a long trip from down there in sunny Florida, but if you get an opportunity, I'd love to have you up here as well.
Hey, you never know what happens. You know what I mean?
Yes, we'll see what happens.
I pretty much leave all that stuff up to God anymore.
I feel you. That's a good plan, because we are not in control. Every time we pretend to be, we get shown otherwise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is cool, man. Is there a website now that where they can go?
Yeah, so jamalker.com is up and running now. All of my information, previews of all the songs that are on the record are up there to get a feel for the vibe of the music. So you can really, at this point, find me anywhere. There's jamalker.com, They said there's youtube.com/JamAlter. There's the Jam Alter music page on Facebook, which is Jam Alter Music. You know, I'm everywhere. Spotify, anywhere you go, if you type in Jam Alter, if I'm doing it right, you'll be able to find me.
Beautiful, man. On Facebook, real simple, it's Jam Alker Music. It's at Jam Alker Music. So you can check out Jam there. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to play, on the way out here, we're going to play the first song on the new release, and it's Junkyard. And Jam, I want to thank you again for being on the show and being a part of Rockers in Recovery and the support that you give Rockers in Recovery, because it's guys like you that go out on the road with us and go out and hang out to be able to help people and educate people through your music and, of course, your presence. And we appreciate everything you do for Rockers in Recovery.
John L. Hollis, I appreciate you. You were one of the first people to support me in this endeavor, and I will forever be in your debt for that. I love you, brother. You are doing amazing work. I appreciate you so much, and I look forward to continued partnership with Rockers in Recovery.
Dude, all glory to God. I should be sitting in a corner, and they should be throwing Twinkies at me.
Right on.
All right, brother. Hey, listen, thanks for being on the show. We're going to go out with Junkyard. Check out Jam. You can check them out right now at Facebook at Jam Alker Music. And, of course, you can go to jamalker.com. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Jam, thank you for being on the show tonight and telling us about the release and telling us about the party and the music, because it's all about the music and how we can heal.
Thank you, sir. Be good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Much love. All right, guys. John Allison with Rockers in Recovery Radio, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to play Junkyard, and you guys have an incredible evening. And
pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery. This episode is sponsored by The Shores Treatment and Recovery. You can contact The Shores at 772-800-3990. Again, that's 772-800-3990. Thank you for listening. You can check us out at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook to see upcoming festivals and more. We hope you enjoyed the show. Until next time, keep rocking and spread the message of hope.
is fake. My teeth are cracked, my lungs are black, my jaw slack. My skin crawls, my shoulders fall, my chin is weak, and my bones are creaking, my belly aches, my hands shake, my tongue is fake, for God's sake. My teeth are cracked, my lungs are black, and my jaw slack. So send me back, send me back, send me back, send me back. Parts. Take me to the junkyard and